Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. I pray to you, O Lord, for a time of your favor. In your great mercy answer me, O God, with your salvation that never fails. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with
let us humbly come before the Lord, calling to mind our sins and preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pasture be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them, for he who pities them leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some of the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Cleanse my heart and my lips. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will never die. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Today I'd like to draw our attention to the opening prayer and some of these prayers that we hear at Mass. I think they offer us something worthy of meditation. Of course, in our Gospel today, we just heard about Jesus talking about the Father and all of these things, you know, whoever receives me receives the Father. And, you know, the list goes on of what Jesus said today about his relationship as Son to the Father. Now, in the celebration of the sacraments, especially the Mass, but also the sacrament of reconciliation, of penance, the one that I have in mind, the prayer of absolution begins, "God, the Father of mercies, through the death and the resurrection of your Son," addressing God as Father. And today in our opening prayer really speaks to that notion of the sacrament of reconciliation and of penance. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the prayer ends that way. So at the very end, that the admission of our guilt may obtain your pardon for our sins. So, well, that's what happens every time we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, that we are admitting the guilt that we have, that we're admitting that we are sinners. And so we confess that. And so by that admission of our guilt, then, by our confessing our sin, by having true sorrow and penitence and contrition, having that firm purpose of amendment, not to sin anymore, well, then we obtain that pardon for our sins. Now, in the first part of the opening prayer. So that was the latter portion, but in the first part, O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance. So God offers pardon to sinners who do penance. Well, again, go back to the sacrament of reconciliation, and this is something that we always have in the sacrament. The priest assigns a penance. Pray one Our Father. Pray three Hail Marys. Pray a decade of the Rosary. Offer a prayer of thanksgiving. Whatever the penance might be, but that's a request. That's something that we're asked to do, that in a sense we're required to do. We need to fulfill that penance that we've been given. And so maybe if there's a penance we haven't been given, that we have been given but haven't done, maybe something to confess in the next confession, maybe do some sort of penance for the fact that I haven't done that penance. But that pardon is offered to sinners who do penance. Well, through the sacrament, through our celebration of that, well, we obtain that pardon through the penance that we do. Now, one of the other aspects that we also have in our tradition then is the notion of penance throughout the season of Lent, but penance really throughout the year, throughout the course of our entire life. There are penances we're doing right now saying, Lord, I am sorry for my sins, and so I make this sacrifice. I am denying myself something out of love for you, to renew my love, to show my dedication to you. And then in the apparition of Our Lady, as she appeared in Fatima, she teaches the children a prayer. She says to them, you know, when you make a sacrifice, say, you know, Jesus and Mary, I do this out of love for you and for the salvation of souls. So they were told to take on small sacrifices and penance for the sake of conversion, so that those who are converted then might experience this pardon that our opening prayer talks about today. Now, as we make our way through the prayers of the Mass today, then, the prayer of the offerings, may the power of the sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, mercifully wipe away what is old in us. So the sacrifice of the Mass today, giving us something that is new, taking away what is old so that we might have newness of life through the graces accorded to us in the sacrament. And then finally, may your heavenly gifts, O Lord, we pray, which you bestow as a heavenly remedy on your people, not bring judgment to those who receive them. So as we receive the Holy Eucharist, well, this is our heavenly remedy for sin, that as we receive the body and blood of the Lord, it assists us in living the Christian life of turning away from sin. So during these Lenten days, it is a season of penance, and so an opportunity for us to embrace that so that we might receive that pardon for our sins that our opening prayer suggests to us today. Let us now together lift up our voices in prayer for our Holy Father, that he'll be blessed with strength and good health in his leadership of the Church. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the Church, that we may grow this Lent in appreciation of the richness of our faith and take advantage of the graces received through the sacraments, we pray to the Lord. For the end to terrorism and all forms of violence, and for the conversion of those who are prone to anger and violence, that their hearts will be softened by the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all marriages and families, and that our youth will be brought up with the faith and God's mercy and truth, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Jacqueline Welsh in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord, our God, hear the prayers that we offer this day during this holy season of Lent. May you bestow your graces upon us so that we might faithfully carry out your will through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May the power of the sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, mercifully wipe away what is old in us and increase in us grace of salvation and newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and the purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world, as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. May your heavenly gifts, O Lord, we pray, which you bestow as a heavenly remedy on your people, not bring judgment to those who receive them. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. May your servants be shielded, O Lord, by the protection of your loving kindness, that doing what is good in this world, they may reach you, their highest good, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I invite you to join me in praying the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, God the Son, Redeemer of the world, God the Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, one God, Holy Mary, Saint Joseph, noble son of the house of David, light of patriarchs, husband of the Mother of God, guardian of the Virgin, foster father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Joseph, chaste and just, Joseph, prudent and brave, Joseph, obedient and loyal, pattern of patience, lover of poverty, model of workers, example to parents, guardian of virgins, pillar of family life, comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits, head of Relevant Radio, protector of the church, protector of the Redeemer, servant of Christ, minister of salvation, support in difficulty, patron of refugees, the afflicted and the poor, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and put him in charge of all that he owned.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.